Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone this weekend by Cole Prisabella, who is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. Cole, next thing I want to ask you about is the business webinars. I've caught a number of those webinars that you have been putting on during this time of COVID-19. Are those still going to be something that continue down the road?
Yeah, so we have two webinars now, and the big one was the COVID business recovery webinars. Those were our Wednesday evening 6 p.m. webinars. During the month of March and April and May, we were doing them weekly. By the time we got to about late June, early July, the attendance was getting down to the 40 to 50 range. So we decided to move it to biweekly, both from we didn't want to have webinar fatigue, but also the information wasn't moving as quickly. So we will still, through the month of August, have the biweekly webinars. The next webinar will be August 12th. And then from then, we'll continue to assess. But in the meantime, from learning that businesses do have an interest of having a direct line of communication with the county and my department, we've decided to do a weekly Thursday 9 a.m. webinar, and they're short and sweet. The goal is 15 to 30 minutes, and it really is just a way for us to highlight the different programs, have conversations about coronavirus adaptions, innovations in businesses, but then also going forward into attraction. What are some of the things that we can discuss? And so, for example, we've had the Small Business Administration regional director come on and talk about paycheck program loan forgiveness. We had this Office of Economic Development for the governor come on and talk about California Tax Compete Credit. And kind of going forward, we're going to have a good-to-go review. So we'll talk about that good-to-go program again. The Visitor Bureau will come on and talk about some of their programs. Motherload Job Training will come on in August 20th to talk about their new job portal. And actually this Wednesday, just like yourself, we'll have Assemblyman Bigelow on the program. And it's a webinar, but then we put it out as a podcast for those business owners that can't attend a Thursday 9 a.m. webinar. So anyone, anytime, anywhere can go to Tuolumne Talks Business on all of the podcast places to find a podcast and listen. And there, again, 15 to 20 minutes. We have about 5 to 6 up already and tons more to come.
Anything else related to disaster assistance worth noting?
Yeah, so the final thing is the TC Disaster Assistance website that was created back in March is still getting updates. I want to remind everyone and any business owner that needs to utilize that website that the most current and the most often changed portion of that website will be the blog going forward. And that's basically due to some of the analytics I saw on where people were looking for information and taking the time to really interact with that information. So I'm essentially going to turn the county resources, state resources into a historical log. We'll keep it on that website, but it won't have as much changes to it. So again, if you're interested in some of the new information, TC Disaster Assistance, that will be our long-term solution for any disaster going forward, including the coronavirus as it currently is. And again, utilize that blog.
I know also recently, too, at a Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, you gave an update kind of on a year in review during your first year report about how things went and looking forward. One of the things that came up in that report was some discussion about mobility and people coming to and from the county over recent months and tracking that information. So first off, how is that data collected?
Yeah, so there's a lot of resources being offered by companies that aggregate cell phone data. And so everyone who has a cell phone can either opt in or opt out about sharing their information. Again, this is things that come personally on all of your phones, including mine. And what they do is they essentially say, here's this big aggregate amount of data, nothing personal. And then what's changing? Where are cell phones going? And so what essentially they're offering to anyone to look at, including any citizen or constituent in Tuolumne County can go look at it. It's called Cubic. You can send me an email, and I'd happily share the link. It's really interesting stuff. But it shows that essentially during the shelter-in-place, Tuolumne County specifically, we reduced our travel about 40-50%, and then we're back to pre-coronavirus mobility, but we contact each other significantly less. And so what that means is two or more devices come within each other for 50 feet for over a 5 minute period. And we're contacting each other in that respect 40% less. But then what really is kind of what we're seeing is during the shelter in place, we had a net balance increase of population of cell phones by about 3.5% based on those devices coming to our county and staying for 25 days or more. And what we can account that to is a lot of second home ownership. And so now we can kind of see where are the second homeowners coming from. And a lot of cases, it's Stanislaus, Mariposa, San Benito, the Bay Area. And then as I dug deeper into this to really help the county make decisions on, A, do we need to market to certain counties to show that we have community transmission to prevent their travel or their vacation to our region? I look at it as a long-term, where are our target markets? Who's already interested in Tuolumne County? Who already lives here? And how can we assist and help them find it even more? How can the national parks utilize data from, let's say, Uber Media and Rove Marketing on about who's actually coming to the park right now through their reservation systems? And is that Bay Area? Is that local traffic? Is that Los Angeles traffic? And so I see this data as really assisting us to make effective decisions. I kind of look at the county as a business and say, okay, here's our target markets. How do we assist and make sure and encourage or disincentivize them from coming to our region? So that's how I see that mobility data. I think it's really important. That's why I wanted to make sure that our board of supervisors understood where our markets are coming from and to.
You mentioned Stanislaus County, not too surprising, being right next door. The Bay Area, not too surprising. But then you said San Benito. Was that kind of a surprise to see that community listed?
Yeah, San Benito, that one I was very surprised with. It's a county just inside of Monterey, and they're similar in population size, so it must make sense that you kind of go from a Bay Area community with a similar rural feel to a Sierra Nevada community. So I don't know. I haven't explored it too far yet, but I did find San Benito very interesting. But the data also backed up everything that we kind of always assume and see from the census data, which is that really our biggest commuter traffic county neighbors are Stanislaus, are Calaveras, are San Joaquin and Mariposa and Merced. That really is where a lot of our residents go to work, but then those residents come to live. So, yeah, I really enjoyed this mobility data, and it's been something that's been really interesting to dig a little bit more into.
Looking back at your first year in review, when the economy started to go south due to COVID around March, did you have to pivot from attracting businesses to more business retention?
Yeah, that was a very interesting transition, because in February, I went to the Board of Supervisors and said, hey, we're full attraction mode. Here's three industries I think we should target: hospitality, senior care, natural resources, and manufacturing. A month later, I'm pivoting fully to retention, where I have to make sure that every Tuolumne County business understands what are those financial resources, what's that priority information, and then go quickly into, instead of working on a select Tuolumne website, to a TC disaster assistance website. And so fully went from, yep, attraction to retention. And now we're starting to really understand what this coronavirus pandemic will be in the next few months to the next year or so. And so while we're still doing a lot of retention, we are starting to, again, go back to attraction. There's a lot of interest now on changes of supply chains, on changes of understanding where it is that you actually have to work and live now. A lot of Bay Area residents, and this is backed up with conversations with a lot of our realtors, are really interested in our market. And so really what my goal now is to look at it as low-hanging fruit, and I really try to attract them. And so that's where my next few months are going to head, is really kind of not utilizing the changes of the coronavirus, but really understanding what the coronavirus has changed in our work-life balance and kind of use that for an attraction piece.
Also, I know you, in looking at the stats, back to that Paycheck Protection Program, were you able to find out, you know, what the unemployment rate could have looked like if we didn't have that program and it's so successful here in the community?
Right. So when I went through the data, I knew I wasn't an expert. So I reached out to a professor at Sonoma State who has a PhD in economics and understands data. And I've gone to a presentation before, but he also hosts webinars during the coronavirus to really kind of understand where we're headed in the local economies. And so reached out to him and I said, this is where my head is going. I'm looking at these numbers and it tells me specifically jobs that were retained because of PPP loans. Does this literally mean that I could assume that if this business, worst case scenario, did not get that PPP loan, would have those employees then go on to unemployment? And the conversation became out is when we went through the data, we got rid of any loan that was on the sheet for a job that was retained of one or zero, which essentially meant it was a sole proprietor. And typically sole proprietors and self-employed businesses aren't included in the unemployment numbers. So two plus business got a PPP loan. That's about 4,424 jobs, which means that could have been an additional 20% unemployment, which means worst case scenario, in April of 2020, that would have been a 37% unemployment rate. And again, that there's a lot of assumptions, but that's just really worst case scenario. It's pretty disheartening and pretty scary to me.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance on this weekend show. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.